Hi, this is Happy Traum, and this is Five String Banjo Styles, Tape 2. And in this tape, we're going to pick up where we left off in Tape 1. If you did that tape, you'll know that we were working with a right-hand style known as Southern Mountain Style, with the thumb playing the lead notes. And we did quite a few songs in that first tape, both the strum and picking out melodies. Well, before we go on and embellish what we did in that tape a little bit, let's get tuned up. So here's my first string, or D string. Got that? Okay, here's the B, second string. G, third string. D, or fourth string. Remember, it's an octave below the first. And the fifth string, an octave above the third. And here's my G chord. And just a quick going over of the styles that we did on the first tape. If you remember, we had the thumb and then pinch strum. And we had the thumb, then the fifth string with the thumb, and then first string open. We added a hammer on to that. And we have the alternating thumb index, thumb index. Slides, and if we broke that down, you'd see that you could play the song exactly the same way by just using open strings, and it would sound like this. Thank you. those slides are going to come into all the different styles we play, so it's a good idea to get used to them now. Why don't you try playing it with me? I'm going to do it very slowly with you. And try playing along with the tape. Follow the tablature if you need to. Otherwise, just try to work it out on your own before you do it with me. Just practice it for a while until you get the feel of it. Okay, and you can follow it on the tablature anyway. I'll do it about like this. Okay, that's your basic rhythm. Okay, here we go now. Little birdie slide. D7 slide. Back down. Hammer. Slide. Slide on the third string. D7. Slide. Hammer and slide. Now there's that hammer and slide combination. And you can do that as an ending, just as I did, or as an introduction. And you come right back down to the second string and slide back, or rather to the second fret on the third string and slide back up. Most of my slides are two or three frets. In fact, most of the time I'm starting on the second fret. Of course, when I'm on the fourth string, I slide up to the fifth fret from the second. And when I'm on the third string, I slide from the second fret to the fourth. Okay, now here that is once again up to tempo. This song usually is done fairly fast. That this is going pretty fast, and you might need some time to stop the tape here and go back over it, reading the tablature and trying to work out your coordination between your right and your left hand. So if you need to do that, then just do that at this point. I'm going to give you just a couple of little tips. One thing is that when I slide up with my left hand, I'm usually using my second finger, my middle finger of the left hand, to slide with. Now that doesn't mean you absolutely can't use your first or third finger, but I find it's the easiest because that's the finger that when it's down on the third string, you just add your first finger to get the D7th, and somehow it just seems to be the most logical finger to do that with. Now my right hand, I'm leaning my pinky against the skin of the banjo just below the bridge. And that steadies my hand for this particular kind of playing. You won't do this for all styles, but for this particular style, I've got my hand steadied there so that I'm more accurate with my fingers. One last thing at this point is that I'm just using my bare fingers, and my fingernails are just a little bit beyond the end of my finger. I don't have real long nails, but I have enough so that I can use them when I need them. If I just played with the flesh of my fingers, it would sound like this. This is my thumb. Hear how soft that is. Well, if I just let the string glide down across the flesh of my thumb and then catch on the edge of the nail, I get a much sharper and clearer sound. And the closer to the bridge that you play, the more piercing the tone will be. That's down towards the neck, up near the bridge. So you have to decide for yourself the kind of tone you want to get. So I've got my finger, my pinky, down on the skin of the banjo, and I'm using my nails to pick, to get that good sharp tone. You might want to use finger picks. You can get a plastic thumb pick and metal finger picks, and experiment with them. They'll feel very clumsy at first, and they might be real loud, so you might just prefer not to use them, but you can see. People have different tastes, and you might find that, especially if you bite your nail, you might find that finger picks come in very handy. Okay, now, try very hard to be accurate with your picking. Don't just sort of swing wildly with your fingers down so you get this kind of thing. You really want to pick those notes one by one, very cleanly, because if they're not clean, they just sound like mush. You don't want to sound... Okay? Very clean and precise. And this is going to be true of all your picking on the banjo, so try to start now, keeping it really clean. Another technique besides the slide that I wanted to get into now is the pull-off, which is kind of the opposite of your hammer-on. With your left hand, while you're fretting a string, let's say you're fretting that third string, second fret, when you, as in the D7 chord. That's an A note. Now, if you pluck that string with your right hand, let's say with your thumb, and then pull it off by plucking it again with the finger that's fretting it, with your left hand finger, you get the open sound of the string too. Now, along with the slide and the hammer-on, this is a very, very important technique, the pull-off. You can also play, try playing a double pull-off by pulling off the third string second fret and then your fourth string second fret. Pluck it with your thumb with your right hand and your second finger with your left hand. Listen to Little Birdie again. This time I'm going to put in both the slides, a few hammer-ons, and those pull-offs. Here it comes now. It's a little slower than normal. Okay. Okay, watch out. Again. Hear that? Okay, now let's just take another song, and we can put in a lot of these slides and pull-offs. Let's do, let's do Cumberland Gap. That would be a fun song to do. You might know this. It's just got, the G, it's got the E minor, which, as you remember, is just the fourth string and the first string on the second fret. And it's got a quick D7th and a G. Here's the way the song goes. I'll do it for you once. Me and my wife's pal, all went down to the Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap. 16 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap's a hell of a place. Can't get no water to wash your face. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, all going down to the Cumberland Gap. That song's been done by old-time banjo pickers as well as bluegrass pickers such as Earl Scruggs and some of the other more contemporary bluegrass players. And it does have a bluegrass feel to it, even with this two-finger picking, which is a lot different than the Scruggs-style three-finger picking, but it does get that feeling. So let's run this one through once and see what it entails. First of all, of course, the chords, I'm sure you can follow. Starts on G, Cumberland Gap, a hell of a place, E minor, K, can't get no water for to wash your, that's where it comes to the D7th, wash your face, Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap. We're all going down to the Cumberland Gap. Now start with a slide on the fourth string. Now, as with a lot of these songs, you have a lot of possibilities. I play it one way one time and another way another time, and there's a lot of different ways you can do this, so I'm going to show you a few different variations here. Okay, once again, start off a strum, slide from the second fret on the fourth string. Okay, and then, of course, you get to go into your strum. Right? Now let's hammer on the second string, third fret. You're going to play it open, and then hammer on. And then slide that note up to the fifth fret on the second string. And the reason you're going to play the second string fifth fret is because that note is the one that's usually played on your E minor chord on the first string, second fret. But don't forget, we're using that first string as a drone in this style, and the thumb is picking the melody, so we still need to keep that first string open. So instead of playing it on the first string, second fret, we're going to play that note on the second string, fifth fret. Okay, here it goes again. Now, you have lots of choices also with the kind of combinations of right-hand strums that you do, so don't worry if you're not doing it exactly as I do it, just try to get the right feel for it. Okay, you got that hammer-on? Start again with a slide on the fourth fret. Now come back to the second string third fret and pick it and pull off. Okay, then play your third string second fret and pull that off, and then hammer on the fourth string second fret, and then slide up to the fifth fret. Okay, here it is again. Okay, now that's the tricky part. Pulling off from the second string, third fret. Pulling off from the third string, second fret. Then hammering on. Fourth string. Up to tempo. Here it goes. Let's try it a slightly different way. Slide up on the second string, I'm sorry, slide up on the third string to the fourth fret. Then go right to the second string third fret. And then holding that finger down on the second string third fret, hammer on your second string fifth fret. So listen to that. And then back to your pull-offs. That's Cumberland Gap. Now, if you'll turn the tape over, we'll explore some slightly more complicated possibilities of the same picking style.